When we came to Upulu, it was actually really hard to find the coral species that we were looking for because there was hardly any coral left. In parts of the island, we found dead coral skeletons that had a really high coral cover. It looks like there must have been beautiful coral reefs, and there are reports from a couple of years ago that state that the coral cover was between or up to 40 to 60% in some areas. Yeah, what we found was very different.
Why do you think a lot of this coral has died?
It's probably a combination of many factors that has caused the coral decline at Upulu. So first of all, there are of course global factors. Climate change is causing global warming, and this warming is stressing the corals that can lead to coral bleaching and coral mortality. Tropical storms that have hit the island repeatedly over the last decades. And then there are more local threats, such as crown of thorn starfish outbreaks. And then, of course, there's unsustainable use of resources, such as high fishing pressure.
And in your research, you talk about some of the knock-on effects that it's having, for example, on the health of the fish. Could you tell us a bit more about that?
We also measured fish sizes, and we compared them to the neighboring islands we had visited before during the expedition. And surprisingly, the fish were also two species of fish were roughly 10% smaller than at the neighboring islands. The fish were smaller. We found the coral cover in two marine protected areas was actually quite high. So these areas are more or less closed for fishing. And that nicely illustrates that these local actions to take off local pressure can buffer these coral ecosystems a little bit at least.
And of that coral that has died, is there any chance it could recover?
For coral reefs to recover, of course, you need coral cover somewhere that can kind of spawn. And we've actually found a couple of places around the island that have small recruits, that is freshly settled coral polyps. So we can see that there is some recovery happening, but it is quite slow. And this, of course, only works if the other stressors don't get repeated all the time. So if there's another bleaching event, these corals are likely going to die again.
What do you think this means for the rest of the Pacific?
During the expedition, we've visited a lot of different archipelagos and islands, and we've seen different pictures depending on where we went. But I think this is really a warning call for the islands in the Pacific. It's kind of because they are so remote, you kind of expect that they must be relatively pristine because they are far off from these large urban centers that can cause local stresses on coral reefs. But what we found is that these reefs are heavily degraded, and usually the local people on these Pacific islands heavily rely on these resources, and that brings them into a very difficult situation. And you have to keep in mind that they actually almost don't contribute to these global carbon emissions that cause the largest coral decline worldwide.